food. They'll stick them in a nook or a cranny in a piece of bark and go back and get more while they can. And then later, when food's not available, they go back to those little caches, to those little hidden stores of food, and eat it then. We're actually just watching a titmouse right now. He's trying to cache what looks to be a little piece of suet from the bird feeding garden. And he's sort of looking around in some, I think it's a small paper birch down there. He's trying to wedge it beneath a piece of the bark. And then he'd come back later and eat that when perhaps there's no suet there, or the weather's really bad, and he doesn't want to fly as far.
In addition to their vision and their sight, it seems like they must have a memory if they can go back to these little places.
Birds like chickadees and titmice, certainly chickadees, they know that in the fall when they start this caching behavior, a part of their brain actually grows bigger. It actually gets bigger. It adds brain mass in the fall and winter. And the part of the brain that it adds mass to is commonly thought to have to do with memory. And some birds have an amazing memory. Clark's nutcrackers, which are common out west, you wouldn't see them here at Sapsucker Woods, but Clark's nutcrackers cache the seeds of whitebark pines. They cache tens of thousands of these seeds, and their memory is good enough that they retrieve a large number of those throughout the winter, to the point where they actually know when there's snow cover which direction to dig down.